ABC Radio Australia.
Well, PNG's new minister responsible for housing has pledged to stop the rot within the sector and do what he can to ensure that there is affordable housing for the people of Papua New Guinea. Justin Chichenko's admitted that, quote, politics, greed, neglect and a stagnant culture have infiltrated the government housing agency, the NHC. Now, his comments came as more than 60 families have been threatened with eviction. Their houses could be demolished as soon as today in a case that one housing expert says demonstrates just how dire the situation is. Belinda Cora has this story from Port Moresby.
More than 1,000 people call a block of flats in a suburb of Gordon's home, but a demolition notice issued by officers from the National Capital District Commission last year says the flats are unfit for humans to live in. Tenants, though, aren't convinced that's a genuine reason. They believe they're being booted out because the National Housing Corporation sold the flats to a private businessman. They allege for a fraction of what the land is worth.
They served us with a notice of demolition, but all no come. There's no.
They served us with a demolition notice, but no one had come to inspect our homes and then decide whether it should be demolished or not. Some of us have not been to school, but we still understand that this is not right. The way they are acting is simply illegal and they have no right.
I am really worried because I have grandchildren and I've been living here since the 1960s. I've never been so worried. Where are my grandchildren going to go to school?
Stephen Mune is the tenant spokesman.
28th of March, all I come to Rosie Mipla.
On the 20th of March, they wanted to come and remove us, and we again took the matter to the courts, and the presiding judge had told the councils to prepare and come before him. So right now, it's before the courts. Now, a demolition is being used to intervene. It's been a while since we argued our case, and we were set for trial in challenging this case because of these corrupt practices.
Because some corrupt practices I'm involved. This is land, I'm prime land.
Housing expert, Associate Professor Eugene Azabilo from the National Research Institute, says this case is just the latest in a string of similar incidents and has questioned the National Housing Corporation's capabilities.
I would say that I'm not quite sure that the National Housing Corporation, they have very good record keeping. So it's important for them to try to put their house in order, especially in terms of record keeping, because there are cases whereby houses are sold to two different people. The tenants, some of them are claiming that the house belongs to them, but at the same time, it does appear that there is maybe some people are trying to do something illegally.
It could also be that there may be a collusion by some people to defraud the tenants.
And the minister who oversees the NHC has also raised similar questions with Justin Kachinko, saying in a statement,
"The evident lack of information, cohesion and coordination with officers around the country and a liability value of 100 million kina, in addition to highly corrupt deal numbers, the organisation is in intensive care. But this is where the rot will stop."
He's pledged to clean up the organisation and ensure that affordable housing is available. Associate Professor Eugene Azabilo has commended that and says there is a housing policy in the works that he says could go a long way to help fix the crisis.
Without the national housing policy being fixed, then it may be difficult for even the private sectors to really contribute meaningfully to providing housing in PNG, because the old national housing policy, the one we are using now, has been there since 1994. And what is in the contents of that national housing policy, it cannot match with the reality of PNG today.
He's urging the government to look at taking up more partnership with the private sector that he says have worked elsewhere in the world and provide more rental properties rather than homes to buy.